This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Dr. Shara Ali. She is the founder and chief executive officer of the mental health company Neuro Organics, Inc. And since launching in September of last year, she has been recognized by Forbes, Yahoo Finance, MarketWatch, and other major platforms. Shara's expertise in psychiatry is a combination of her academic background and completing her Bachelor's of Science degree at McMaster University, Master's of Nursing in Business Administration, and her doctorate degree in California and executive leadership roles in the mental health sector. Quite impressive. And Dr. Ali, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, certainly our pleasure, Dr. Ali, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, how is Neuro Organics different from other mental health services available in the space? Let's start there today.
Yeah, that's a great question. So Neuro Organics is actually an infusion between Eastern and Western approaches to care. And I say that because in 2019, I was awarded a fellowship in India, for which I was very fortunate to meet the Dalai Lama. And through the Dalai Lama, and the entire experience of India itself taught me lessons about calm within, and within being guided through what you're born with, namely your intuition and pieces of what your strengths are in areas that can be coined as weaknesses or areas for improvement, and using sort of a non-pharmaceutical approach to care to soothe yourself. And with that, and also the knowledge base that I've gained through my Western philosophy of care, I was able to infuse both approaches to care to ensure that my clients are able to receive sort of a therapeutic approach to care so we can get through whatever it is that you experienced in the past, but also coach you into your future with the tools that you are given, that you were naturally born with, so that you're not always depending on the external world to soothe you. And so through that, it's really essential in the way that Neuro Organics is set up, because what we do is that while we take a look at your past and we discover major themes, let's just say it's rejection, poor resilience, low self-esteem, but we take those and actually use them as a part of shaping your purpose into your future. Because what I find with a lot of clients is that they get stuck. They get stuck in the past with, you know, everything that's happened to them in life, and they can't work toward this vision that they have for their future. And so it's really about helping those folks use those issues as, you know, coping skills and really almost weaponizing them to fulfill the vision of their future. Because it's mostly 9 times out of 10, those are your blind spots that are keeping you away from the goals that you are trying to attain. So it's a nice sort of blended fusion, more so focused on the coaching, because the past is the past. And that is something that the Dalai Lama and so many of the greats have even said. You know, I think about Stephen Covey, Oprah, a lot of those sort of influential people, they often say that too, like the past is your past, but there are lessons that come with it that can lead you into your future.
And most certainly the key takeaway there is the past is the past. That's really a good focal point right there. Now, what is the impact of external stress to a person, and how is that differentiated from a mental illness?
Yeah, that's a great question. External stress can look very different, even different between you and I. You and I are both experiencing COVID, for example, at this current moment, in very different experiences. And so that is happening external to our body. That is happening around the world, and hopefully will be aided by the end of this year. But that external stress then has an impact. And within Neuro Organics, we look at the impact of 4 main relationships. One, the relationship that you have with yourself. The second is the relationship you have with others. The third, the relationship you have with your physical self. And the fourth, the relationship you have with your finances. So in this case, if we use COVID as an example, we see a lot of people losing jobs. And so the relationship that they have with themselves, it might be this reoccurring thought process of, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I can't even get keep a job. Why did I go into this industry? And it's a lot of self-sabotaging, which then trickles into how you build and form your relationships with other people, whether that be intimate or collegial or friendships or acquaintances. Because the way that you think about yourself, that relationship that you have with yourself, would bleed in to the relationships you build with other people. It'll either let you settle for relationships or actually align with your interpersonal communication skill sets, your values, and your philosophy of life. And those two are considered very paramount and flagships within neuroorganics, because they ultimately define your destiny, the destiny for which you, you know, move into your vision or you don't. And that vision can include love, finances, career, body type, whatever your goals are. And the third relationship is the relationship you have with your body. And growing up, I always hear people saying, I'm too fat, I'm too dark, I'm too thin, I'm too tall, I'm too short. And the thing about it is that we're designed in a very strategic way. So out of our five senses, the first sense that makes any sort of judgment is our vision. And so through observation, the first thing that you see in the morning is yourself in the mirror. And so if you have a poor relationship with your physical body, that then negatively impacts your relationship with yourself, because you're going to start talking negatively to yourself in the mirror in the morning, saying you gained too much weight during COVID, nobody's going to want to date you, and then impacting your relationship status. And then therefore, I see a lot of people then take it out on their body with that self-sabotaging behavior by overeating, undereating, over-exercising, not exercising, and just kind of finding that control over themselves while that external variable is happening. And again, with COVID, because, for example, people either really skyrocketed, for example, through the stock markets, or they lost their jobs and they're waiting on stimulus checks. And so it's, how are you using that resource to ensure longevity? And what is your relationship in terms of your financial literacy that is keeping you away from your future and keeping you stuck in the past? So, for example, I have a lot of clients who just spend a lot of money on clothes and food and alcohol, whatever their choices, to fill a void inside of emptiness, loneliness, feeling bad about themselves, not feeling good enough to go out and try and get a date, for example, or go out and get that job. And so their finances are consumed with just spending habits, compared to others who have, you know, worked through some of those very complicated webs of, you know, what built self-esteem and self-confidence, and they're able to now look and use their money as a tool and not necessarily look at it as something that it's just there to spend. It's been formed as a tool, and they've built that relationship with their finances so that whatever's going on with COVID, it doesn't shake them the way that it maybe once would have.
And by the way you explained that makes total sense, and really appreciate the breakdown there. That is also most helpful. Now, if you would take a moment and describe the power of choice and how that would affect our mental health as well.
Yeah, so the power of choice is, it sounds so simple, but it is actually one of the hardest things to really embrace yourself with. So the power of choice is, it comes from, you know, the principles of knowing what your values are, having the courage to make a choice that might be, you know, if you're in high school, it might be uncool, or you might get bullied because you want to, I don't know, study instead of party, for example. It is the choices that you make today that will impact your tomorrow. So I often look at my clients, for example, who have diabetes. And I have some clients who, you know, are pre-diabetic and they're changing their diet. They're getting their kids to change their diet and their exercise regimen because there's a genetic component to it. They're trying to now give them a head start in life so that they can either postpone getting diabetes as long as they can or just eliminate it altogether. And then there's others who, you know, choose, you know what, it's a little easier and might be more cost effective if I just continue to eat the way that I am, maybe limited exercise. And the power of choice, the difference there is discipline. and the discipline to have the courage and align yourself with values for your health, for your financial health, and the health that you have with your mind, like the relationship that you have with your mind, is really what differentiates how people use the freedom of choice. And we're very lucky to be living in a society where we can do that. We're, you know, we're under a democratic, we have freedom of rights to make choices. And with when you have all of these options, it is very easy to be swept by quick pleasures and sort of dopamine, you know, filled events where you're just feeling really good in that moment. But it's really about using that freedom and that power in a strategic way that will, again, align you with your values, get you out of the past and feeling turmoil from any past traumas, and move you into a future that helps you build really healthy relationships within those four domains I spoke about earlier. And that is where the power of choice really differentiates the health someone has with themselves, with others, with their body and their finances, and ultimately their entire, you know, destiny while they're on this planet.
Really some fantastic information shared so far today. We are with Dr. Shara Ali, the founder and chief executive officer of the mental health company, New World Organics, Inc. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Ali, what is the difference between perspective and reality of symptoms of stress, and how does this manifest?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I often think about when people, you know, we tell our kids, you're special. You're so special. And when you think about it, what makes somebody special? And it is the fact that it's not, somebody's not necessarily special because they won a medal. They worked very hard for that. You know, they went through training, they have discipline, they chose to really engage in that activity, to win that medal, to win that award, to, you know, put their all into it and feel like they earned getting into school, something that they've earned, they worked very hard for. The idea of being special or unique is really part of a few components. One, when you're born, children are often born with like their own innate personalities. And you often hear parents say, oh, they change every day. They're reacting to this stimuli differently from that stimuli. And my two children were so different when they were younger. You often hear parents talk about that. And you also hear parents say, oh, you know, my older one is so much more sensitive, but my younger one just pushes through. And the reason for that is because those two children could be living in the same environment. They're both going through whatever external stimuli or variables that are happening. I'll use the example COVID because it is, you know, timely right now. And those two children, because of their innate personalities and the way that they absorb information, perceive information, interpret information, their brain is wired to slot memories in differently. And those memories are what make that person special, because their ability to make choices in their life to, you know, let's just say both kids are applying to schools, but one really wants to go to school and the other one doesn't. And the parents are confused. They're like, wait, we raised you both to always go to school. And there's a lot of confusion there. But that's because the way that the world has been interpreted, their worlds have been interpreted for them to survive and thrive, they make choices based off of those memories. And so really, somebody's reality is going to be very, those two siblings, their realities will be slightly different, if not completely, because they are built to think differently. The way that their brains are wired, the way that they slot memories, the way that they, you know, execute thought processes into behaviors, including risk and not taking risk. And so that is, I think sometimes, at times, we have such polarized conversations with people that lead to feuds and chaos, but also lead to unity and harmony. And it also allows for, you know, for the most part, healthy debates to grow and to learn together. But it doesn't mean that somebody has a mental illness per se, unless it really is taking over their lives in different ways that the DSM-5 would, you know, obviously describe that. And that within itself, I think, is very important to note and just to be aware of, because I also find within families that can cause a lot of chaos. And within those sort of subsets of communities, it can cause even more chaos because it's like, well, why is that person acting that way? Or why are they bringing that up? Or what does that have to do with anything? But their realities are so much shaped by those variables that, quote unquote, make them special or unique, which is that perspective that has been built within based on that external experience.
Dr. Alley, terrific information shared here today. Really appreciate your visit, and it has been timely. And speaking of timely, and one last question for you in conclusion, how can people mitigate post-traumatic stress from current events happening in the world, such as COVID-19, the political situation, finances, etc.?
Yeah, I think I get asked that almost every day because people are looking for the answer. And you know what? I'll begin that answer off by saying pre-COVID, people were still looking for that answer. You know, we live in such a time where, like I said, with this sort of evolving acceptance of go after your dreams, do what you want. And people have so much freedom that they're like, oh my gosh, which way do I go? How do I get there? What am I doing? And it really goes back to some of the fundamentals. You know, if you go into if you go into an aisle and there's 12 jams, you're not, science has shown this, psychology science has shown this, you're not going to buy any of the jams. But if there's only six, you're more prone to buy one because the options are more limited. And with that, I think with each sort of area of self-care that I described, so the relationship with yourself, with others, your body, and your finances, narrow down your options to what is important for you. What is important for you in your goal setting for, you know, in 1 month, 6 months, a year, and possibly 5 years, if you can, you know, or if you're able to manifest that? What is it that you want to work on? And narrow down that goal in each of these self-care areas to the point where they become manageable. And so your mind is not in this chaotic state, like, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. It just allows your mind to work in such a way where it's effective and efficient, but it also helps to align you as a person, your mind, your body, your soul, and you feel it. You can feel it because it just, that intuition, and this is what the Dalai Lama spoke so much about, that intuition, it just feels right. That gut feeling, when you know you're focusing on the right thing, it tells you. It's a very warm feeling almost. And when you're not, your gut also tells you. And you're just sort of like, okay, well, what do I do? And that chaotic sort of state of thought continues. So narrow down your options to what is most important for you during this time, and what is the silver lining of COVID? Yes, there is a lot of loss. There's a lot of negative, you know, and that goes without saying. However, what are some of the positives? What were some of the positives with, you know, maybe some cities quieting down in terms of some lockdown? What were some of the positives that you gained from maybe increased family time or decreased family time for some? What were some of the positives that, you know, how did it teach you how to use your time differently within those four relationships? And that's where some of that power of choice really becomes so critical during these times, because it really helps to realign how you're spending your time to make decisions in each of these relationships in a strategic way versus this chaotic and almost nerve-wracking feeling of you have to master it all. But there's nobody that's mastered it all, but we all have a gift for what we want to master within. And paying attention to that is what will lead you to that success.
Again, Dr. Alley, really appreciate your time and your visit with us here today. And I'm sure listeners would want to know how they can get more information on Neuro Organics online and how they could be in contact. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so you can visit the site, www.neuroorganics.com. You can also email selfcare@neuroorganics.com. And I'm a frequent user of Instagram as well. So Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, 2 underscores, A-L-L-Y. And you can also find me on there. And I have a lot of people that just kind of send me messages on that too, and I'm happy to answer through that platform.
Certainly a nice and additional option as well to be in contact. Again, Dr. Alley, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Shara Alley, the founder and chief executive officer of the mental health company Neuro Organics, Inc. And for all the details, simply visit neuroorganics.com. ehealthradionetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.